This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The town of Aurora is focusing on deer management. Joe McCann is a town board member. He's joining us on the WBEN live line. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. A lot of towns are struggling with a growing deer population, but in Aurora, you're going to do something about it. Tell us what the board has decided.
Well, originally we were approached by the East Aurora Garden Club asking if we could do something about the deer population. It had been well known and well discussed by the community that we definitely have too many deer. They're everywhere, and they're contributing to deforestation and other issues. But we looked into it, and we contacted the DEC, and they were great to work with. And they made us aware of a deer management assistance program whereby hunters, in cooperation with landowners, can get additional doe permits. The key we learned through the DEC to reducing your deer population is to get people to specifically hunt does. A lot of hunters active today are going after the trophy bucks, and unfortunately that doesn't do anything to sort of help manage the herd. So what the town board has done thus far, which is the first step in the process, is to pass a resolution declaring deer a nuisance. And that's what we did at our most recent meeting. And this will allow us to actually apply for the Deer Management Assistance Program.
Now, that's run by the DEC. It would give landowners two additional deer permits. I think there's a lot of questions, though, as to what exactly that means. Deer's on your front lawn. You can go out there and shoot it? Or what happens next?
That is actually an excellent question. I'm glad you asked that. No. What it gives is hunters, to each hunter who applies for the program in cooperation with landowners, would get two additional doe permits. All other hunting regulations still apply. This program runs during regular hunting season, so you still need to follow all regular hunting rules. The village, you can't hunt in the village of East Aurora, so this only applies to the town of Aurora. And you'd still need to be the minimum distance from a dwelling. You'd still need permission from a landowner. A landowner, him or herself, could apply for these extra two doe permits. What we're doing is allowing hunters to take additional deer, specifically doe, during the hunting season.
All right. So when is the hunting season? It starts in late fall, right?
That is correct, yeah. So it starts with archery. I think the last 2 weeks of archery season permits crossbows. And then it transitions into shotgun season. And then eventually later on, there's a muzzleloader season. So it runs pretty long. And at any point during that, somebody who's qualified, right, you'd still have to be a hunter that has your bow hunting permit or your exception to hunt with a crossbow or your shotgun. Like, you'd still have to be regularly licensed, but you just have access to those two additional doe permits.
Do people usually take advantage? You know, if you get two extra permits, are people going to go and take it?
Well, we're hoping the idea is that those who are interested in the program are those, the DEC, the fellow from the DEC referred to them as sort of super hunters. There are folks out there who rely exclusively on venison for their protein at home. And obviously, it has its advantages. It's natural. It's grass-fed. You know, no hormones, no antibiotics. So those people prefer to eat that game meat. Those people are out there. The problem is you're hitting on an issue right in the head. The average hunter isn't very successful, isn't very serious about it. I think the DEC said they issue something like 50,000 hunting licenses and the average take per hunter is less than one. So the idea is this program would potentially attract those that are interested in taking additional deer and coming out to the town of Aurora to do that. The other thing is, even if you can't, you don't have the capacity to utilize all of the venison, you can take any deer that you have taken to the Buck and Doe Shop on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and the state of New York will pay them to process the deer, and that venison gets donated to feed more of Western New York.
How hard was it to get to this point, Joe? Was it controversial at all for the town?
No, not whatsoever. We haven't, I mean, I'm not going to say that some people aren't unhappy with it, but all the reaction we've gotten so far was positive. We've got a ton of supporters. Everyone I've talked to is in favor of it. And it's really, I mean, the key is to recognize that this is about deer management. Human beings are the fly in the ointment when it comes to the environment in this case. Deer have no natural predators. We've had extremely mild winters, so they've been reproducing like crazy. And not only is it unhealthy for our environment with deforestation, we won't have any young trees coming up to replace our current tree stock. They eat native species, allow invasive species in. But also when the deer herds get too dense, they can suffer from chronic wasting disease. And we're seeing that in other parts of the country right now.
Yeah. Have you seen any of that in Aurora so far? And I mean, just we know it kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. Like, is this a particularly, you know, troublesome boom that you're seeing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We wouldn't have moved forward if we didn't have data to support it from the DEC. I don't have any specific numbers on the population of deer in Aurora, but we are in two what are called deer management units. Those are when you typically apply for a doe permit, you do it for a specific deer management unit. The one that covers the north part of the town of Aurora has unlimited doe permits because they have been extremely overpopulated with deer. The majority of the deer management unit that covers the town of Aurora is in the next step down, meaning basically if you apply, you'll get one, but there aren't typically extras. So, yeah, their data supports the fact that there are excessive deer. And like I said, I think it's a result of the mild winters we've been having. That's really the only natural occurrence that limits the population of deer.
And then you mentioned this really quickly, but I want to bring it up again. The village of East Aurora is located within the town, but that's not included, right?
That's correct. Well, first of all, they're a separate municipality, but also, to the best of my knowledge, there's no place you can hunt. I don't know if hunting is specifically barred in the village of East Aurora, but it's my belief, my understanding, that you can't hunt in the village. So the program, and obviously those deer are within, you know, they're surrounded by the town. So we're hoping by reducing the deer population in the town, that'll help relieve some of the pressure in the village as well. And also, I mean, I had mentioned that humans have the base impact on the population of deer. Obviously, in the village, the food for deer is unlimited. It's everything we plant, and then people try and plant deer-resistant items, and the deer just adapt and start eating those too. So, I mean, they're getting all the food they could ever want in the village of East Aurora.
Well, we thank you for the time, Joe, and hope this works out for you going forward. Aurora Town Board member Joe McCann joining us live, talking a little bit about some of the nuisance deer that they're seeing there.